everybody, and welcome to this month's NPL Step 4 show. A happy new year, one and all, and coming up over the course of the next half an hour or so, we're going to be perusing at the top of both the North West and South East Division of the Northern Premier League. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be joined by the management at both league leaders, Leek Town and Workington, as well as four teams from the Chasing Pack. We're going to be joined by the management at Belper Town, Pontefract Coles, Stamford and Tadcaster Albion. But before all of that, it is to the top of the table, and we're going to start this month's show off looking at the South East Division, a very hotly contested title race developing up at the top of the South East Division, just 2 points separating Stamford and league leaders Leek Town. We're going to be hearing from Stamford manager Graham Drury shortly, but before that, it's to his counterpart at Leek Town. Here's Neil Baker.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, we're heading into 2020 and you're top of the league. It's a bit nip and tuck with Stamford, but you must be dead chuffed with the form currently of your boys.
Yeah, really pleased with them. At the start of December, we're around about fifth or sixth place. And we had a real tough run of fixtures. And I said to our local press, if we can be in a similar position at the start of the new year, I'd be more than happy. We've actually done a little bit better than that, and we've managed to win those tough games, and they really were tough. So we go into the new year probably better place than we thought we'd be. It's been a mixed, particularly start to the season, because we're hit by a number of injuries, and we've had to go out and bring one or two in, particularly some young players on loan from league clubs who've been good to us, helped us out, but we're getting most of our players fit again now, and looking forward to the rest of the season.
The most remarkable thing, I think, when I look at your results is just how good the defence is. I mean, the number of clean sheets you've got this season's very, very impressive, especially in the last 10 games or so.
Yeah, like I say, we were changing the back four quite regularly because of injuries as much as anything. I think we've only had one ever present in the team, Lewis Keenan at left back. I've missed the back four that's playing at the moment. I've missed them all periodically during the season. So since we've had that regular back four, it has improved, and it will with any team if you can keep the same set of lads together and do the work. We do work hard on our defensive plans. So the players are getting their just rewards at the moment.
Apart from the changes of personnel and that kind of thing, having six clean sheets on the bounce, there's a lot of work gone into that, isn't there, clearly?
Yeah, there is. You know, I've been saying to them of late, despite the clean sheets, you know, the reason we've got the clean sheets is the work that we do. So I'm not going to suddenly give up on that. We're working as much on our defending as we are our attacking. And, you know, that our organisation has been good. And long may that continue.
Now, when it comes to how things are going with regards to your own expectations and that kind of thing, like you say, that you've risen to top of the table now, and you've got that game in hand over Stamford, 2 points the gap currently. Heading into 2020 properly now, I mean, what's your plans for what can be achieved at Leek over the next 4 or 5 months or so?
Well, initially, I don't set targets as such, but you know, it's common knowledge that we had a decent season last year and we wanted to build on that. We actually lost a number of players, so we bought in quite a few because of the change in league. So I wasn't sure how they were going to settle down. They have settled down nicely. And of course, you know, where we've got ourselves, we want to finish where we are at the moment. Then, you know, I know that doesn't just happen. It's going to be tough. You know, don't forget, we're barely halfway through the season. There's some very good clubs. And more importantly, there's some very good managers round about us. You know, you look at Graham at Stamford and Dave at Frickley, who are coming strong. And, you know, Cleethorpes, Belper, Tommy at Carlton. They're all experienced managers. They've all managed higher. And they know what's required to win titles. We haven't been in that position for a few years. So it's going to be interesting to see how my players they seem to enjoy being top of the league. And that's what I've said to them, embrace it. Don't fear it. But they also know that there's a half a season to go yet.
And that leads us on to this weekend's match. It's a team outside the playoffs at the moment. You'll be travelling to Kidsgrove Athletic, but they're on a good run of form at the moment as well. So this is a tough game heading into the new year.
It's a tough game wherever both clubs are in the league, Ben. A local derby. Great respect between the players and the clubs. We know what Kidsgrove are capable of. They've had the upper hand over us over the last two or three seasons. And we're under no illusions how tough our game is tomorrow. And they'll be another club that will, looking at their run of form, they'll be looking to push on themselves and they'll be looking at a playoff place. And Ryan's another manager who's played the game for a long time and knows what it's all about.
And finally, Neil, obviously, I think you had one of the highest attendances in the league over New Year. The crowds are doing quite well. Your message to that league faithful heading into the new year, it's certainly going in the right direction, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've been good, and they do turn out. Home and away, and the message is to we'll keep doing what we can. We'll do the best we can, and if that's good enough, then so be it. If not, then we won't fail by a lack of effort.
Neil Baker there, manager at Leek Town, joining us here on the NPL Step 4 show. So, Leek Town currently sitting top of the table, as we discussed there. 2 points behind them, having played a game more. We've got Stamford. Here's the manager now at the Zico. Here's Graham Drury.
Happy New Year to you, Graham, and welcome back to the show. And, well, we've got a title race on our hands, and Stamford very much a part of it. How was your festive period?
Yeah, very good, mate. We've had a fantastic return of points, unbeaten in 13 games at the moment. To think we've won Team of the Month for October, November, and unbeaten in December, and still not top it, just shows how well Leek are doing.
I was going to mention that. I mean, the two of you are really slugging this out up at the top at the moment. How difficult has it been to keep this run going and then, you know, keep coming back into the changing room at full time and then go, oh, they've won again? It must be tough at this stage of the season just to keep this going.
Well, I think, first and foremost, any side that's gone 13 games unbeaten, you would think would be, you know, top of the table. But It's for Leek to throw away, really. They've got a 2-point advantage. They've got a game in hand. You know, they're a very, very good side. You know, we went there, drew 2-2 with them. Unfortunate not getting the penalty at 2-1. Neil admitted it was a penalty. I think 3-1 would have won the game. But, you know, they're in fine form. They've not conceded a goal in, I think, 5 or 6 games. You know, we took 10 out of 12 in December. We thought that was going to be, you know, a good return. They took 12 out of 12. So total credit to them as well. And like I say, mate, they're to throw away. But, you know, there's a long way to go yet.
Yeah, there really is. But, I mean, I was going to mention the goal scoring because we've just heard from Neil and we talked about the number of clean sheets they've been having. You've obviously one of the few teams who've managed to score past them, but you've scored a load of goals, currently sitting with 50 goals on the board. That must be quite pleasing in itself, really, the number of goals you are scoring at the moment.
Yeah, really chuffed with the goals going in the other way. I mean, we're usually pretty good at keeping clean sheets ourselves. And I did ask a question of the lads on Saturday, Wednesday, sorry. You know, can we keep a clean sheet? Can we start building on, you know, clean sheets and obviously still be proactive going forward and still be looking to, you know, hit the amount of goals we've been scoring? But it's important that we do start keeping clean sheets. And they did that and scored 4 goals as well. So they answered what I asked of them. And, you know, I was really proud of the players for that. And they've been a pleasure to work with. So hopefully we can start keeping a few more clean sheets ourselves, but to, you know, still be, you know, quite potent going forward as well.
I've just glibly said, you know, you've scored 50 goals. That's at this stage of the season, that's incredible, really.
Yeah, it is. And to think that we're, you know, the first side to achieve 50 goals across the old divisions is really, really good. And it just proves, you know, that we're doing things the right way and we're trying to play football the right way. We're creating chances and we're sticking them in the back of the net, mate.
I mean, what's it all down to, the level of goal scoring? I mean, it's obviously, you know, you've got the likes of Siddons there putting the ball in the net, but it feels like it is shared out a bit.
Oh, it's brilliant, mate. I think there's only one player. Well, if you look at my subs, I think there's only 2 players in the whole squad who's not scored this year. Siddons is, I think he's on 14 in the league. I think he's 22 in total. But my 2 wide boys, I think they've chipped in with around 10 this season. I think we've got the other striker on, I think it's about 10. the midfield, I think they're on 8 apiece, the two central players. And the centre-half now just chipped in with 6 or 7. So, yeah, there's goals all over, and it's really pleasing that, you know, we're not relying on one person.
Let's talk about this weekend, Mattson, an away trip to Ilkeston. Obviously, you know, you could argue there are no easy games in this league, but this seems like a very, very tough one heading into 2020.
Yeah, a really tough place to go, Ilkeston. It's a, you know, a lovely setup. We get a good crowd there. Mark Clifford's brought in his old mate Martin Crothers, and the pair of them seem to work really well to win the title at Bayford years ago, a couple of seasons ago. And they've got their heads put together again to try and do the same kind of thing. And it'll take a little bit of time, you know, they're getting used to a new manager going in, and he'll have his own ideas, and things change, players change. So it is a settling period for them. But, you know, they'll be boosted by the result against Belper 1-1, which is a fantastic result. And I think, you know, we're going there and it's going to be a really, really tough game.
Now, as we head into 2020 then, what's your assessment, Graeme, on where you are? I mean, I've just looked a little bit ahead into the fixtures to come, and there is a tantalising game against Leek on the 25th of April. That's obviously a long way away, but could be quite seismic given the stage of the season and how you're both performing at the moment. But you must be really, really pleased with how Stamford have come out of 2019 heading into 2020.
Yeah, and I'm also impressed with the way they've started 2020, you know. A 4-0 win against anybody you play is a great result, but 2019 has been really good for us. The two games we did lose, it was unfortunate both strikers had gone away on holiday, Siddons and Hicks, and we lost two games in that period of that 2 weeks. Since I've been back, we've been able to keep relatively, you know, the same 11 most weeks. We're going to pick up injuries. You know, every team in the league is going to pick up injuries. But at the moment, looking at the table, people are talking about Stamford and Leek. But there's some really good sides in there. You can't rule out Cleethorpes. You can't rule out Belper. You can't rule out Carton. Kids Graven moving up the table now. Frickley's in fine form. You know, it's a competitive league. And, you know, 2020 is going to be really exciting. But I think if you ask Neil right now, and certainly, this is my answer, if we're going into the last game of the season with a chance of winning the title, we'd snap our hands off. You know, we'd both take that right now, I'm sure.
Graeme Drury there, manager of Stamford AFC. So that's the top two up at the top of the South East Division. We've also got Cleethorpes Town currently sitting in third place. That's 8 points off league leaders Leek Town. And then we've got Belper Town currently sitting in fourth. They're 9 points off top spot, but do have two games in hand. Incidentally, Belper Town will be travelling to fifth placed Frickley Athletic on Saturday, 2 points separating the two sides. Carlton Athletic just outside the playoffs on 31 points. And then we've got Ilkeston on 30 and Stocksbridge Park Steels 4 points outside the playoffs currently. But Belper Town, the ones with games in hand. Let's hear now from the manager at the Derbyshire club. Here's Grant Black.
Well, Grant, a big thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year to you. And, well, we head into the new year with Belper in a very interesting position inside the player positions. What's your take over the festive period?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys as well. I think over Christmas we took 8 points from 12, I think, you know, which I think is a good return. Could have quite easily been 12 from 12 as well, so bit disappointed, I suppose, as well. But like I said, to come out of that period with them points, I think it leaves us in a pretty solid position. But yeah, interesting. Like you say, interesting position. I think we sat fourth and a few games in hand that we need to win, and obviously try and keep in touch with them top two as long as we can and sort of see where it takes us.
I mean, I was going to ask you about those games in hand, because obviously, because of the cup run and that kind of thing, you have been playing catch-up a bit, but you're there, aren't you? It's 9 points from top spot, two games in hand on the league leaders. You've got three games in hand over Stamford and Cleethorpes above you as well. So,
yeah.
I mean, I am going to ask you, but I know the answer. You'd rather have the points on the board than the games in hand. It is still a tricky position you're in.
It is, yeah, 100%. You'd always rather have, you'd rather have them points in bag, but, it's sort of in our hands as such to sort of get into the playoffs or to push, like you said, the top one or two. With them games that we've got, it's all down to us to win them games, which is a, you know, like you say, is a stronger position to be in. I'd rather have points on board, but there's teams that have played 21, 22 games that are still way off us. So like you say, it's an healthy position to be in, but not one that we're going to be taking for granted, because, you know, like you say, we've got to make sure that them games in hand turn to point.
Now, obviously, the last time we spoke, it was, I think, ahead of the Notts County game in the FA Cup. And everyone, I think, have spoken to you now about five times this season, because it has been that a cracking run that you've been on. But then since that time, obviously, there was the flood at the ground as well. So how's the club been getting back on its feet since that sad news?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, it's obviously it's a negative when sort of it originally happens, and you sort of see all the pictures that were on there. It were quite devastating, but you know, one thing it showed me, obviously being quite new to Belper last year, is that what a great club, fans and community, you know, a relentless chairman to get ground back up and running, really, you know, in space of a couple of weeks, to be honest. Just a massive, massive team effort from everybody involved. I'd say the community really came together, and I think it has epitomised, you know, what a good club it is, and what a close-knit bunch it is as far as the community and the fans are concerned. And I think that's spreading onto us as a team. So yeah, it's sort of in the face of adversity, I think the club's sort of come out really well, and you know, like I said, the ground's pretty much back to, you know, back to where it were before them floods.
That's brilliant stuff. And when it comes to, you know, the springboard then that you've got with that, the community galvanising behind the club, as well as the FA Cup run and that kind of thing, into 2020, the festive period hasn't been too bad. Like we said, you know, a good point against Ilkeston, you've beaten Carlton as well quite recently. That sets up a nice match this weekend away at Frickley Athletic. That's huge at this stage of the season there. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's always been a tough place to go when you've played there or managed there. It's you know, it's a difficult place, whether they're playing well or whether they're not, and obviously it's made even more difficult, because I think, you know, they're on a really, really good run themselves, scoring a lot of goals, so they'll be confident, you know, that they can beat us tomorrow. But you know, like I say, and I repeat myself a lot, there are no easy games from top to bottom in this league, to be honest. You know, anybody on any day can beat anybody. And, you know, like I said, I think if we stick to our principles and sort of what we've been doing that's got us success so far this season, then we're a match for anybody. And if we don't, then we'll, you know, we'll give teams a chance. But like I say, that's been few and far between this season. And I think somebody said tomorrow it's the second best defensive record, which is us, against one at top scorers in league. So it makes for an interesting watch if you're if you're a fan that's going to the game. So yeah, we look forward to it, and we embrace them kind of games, and hopefully we'll come out on top.
Belper Town manager Grant Black there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show, and we'll be returning to the South East Division of the Northern Premier League next month. Let's talk about the North West Division, and speaking of title races, up at the top of the North West Division, it is at the moment too close to call. Workington AFC currently out in front on 40 points. 2 points back, we've got Marine. Ramsbottom are in third position, just 3 points off top spot. And then we've got Pontefract Colls currently sitting in fourth. They're 5 points off league leaders Workington with 4 games in hand. And it was a big New Year's Day for results up at the top of the North West Division, with Pontefract Colls picking up a vitally important 2-1 victory over Workington. We'll be hearing from Pontefract shortly, but let's hear now from the manager at Workington AFC. Here's Danny Granger.
Well, Danny, a big thank you for joining us, and a happy New Year to you. To a defeat on New Year's Day, but still top of the table. So what's the mood like in the camp?
Yeah, good. I think obviously the performance levels on New Year's Day were good. I think obviously when you go to a place like Pontefract, you know that they're going to be up for it, and we started slightly slowly and gave them a 2-goal head start, and credit to Pontefract, they took the chances when it came along. They're good at what they do, and they got the goals, and full credit to them, they got behind the ball and sort of defended with the lives. They've done really well, and again, we had enough chances to win the game, but again, credit to Pontefract defending with the lives, and the goalie made some tremendous saves. So yeah, on another day, obviously we should have won the game, but I'm not too disappointed, and if you'd given me this position at the start of the season, I'd have been over the moon.
I was going to say, though, I mean, I wish I'd interviewed you before the Pontefract game, because it's been a remarkable run you've been on. To score
four goals in each of the last of the four matches you played before Pontefract. That's some record you were developing there over the festive and December period.
Yeah, I mean, we targeted four games and we targeted four wins prior to the Pontefract game, and obviously we got them. So I was delighted, and the manner that we got them in was really good, and I thought the performance levels again were fantastic, and it gave us confidence going into the Pontefract game. I think obviously we had to make a couple of late changes with player availability due to injury and illness, but again, that's not making any excuses. Pontefract got the job done on the day, and I think obviously now it's over to them. They're four games in hand on us, with only 5 points behind. It's time for them to come and obviously catch us now, and then it's a case of us then having to raise the challenge again and make sure that we keep up our record and make sure that we put the pressure back on them.
Now, apart from scoring before the Pontefract game, apart from scoring 16 goals in four matches, the run you're on was quite good anyway, because you know that's your first defeat in nine. But when we spoke at the end of November, we were talking about how competitive the league is. I mean, that's only the fifth best form in the league currently. I mean, that goes to show you just how on it everyone else is as well.
Yeah, I think obviously there's some very, very good teams in the league at the moment. I think obviously, like you say, if you look at the form table, you wouldn't say that we were running away with it, because obviously we're not at the top of it. So again, it's disappointing the fact that we've given up that record, but there's teams there that will pick up points off each other now, and I think obviously we've got to maintain our standards. We've got to make sure that we're ready for every challenge that's set in front of us, and that starts tomorrow against a very good Trafford team.
I was going to ask you about the Trafford game coming up. I mean, that's a mammoth game at this stage of the season. I mean, what's preparations been like heading into this game? Because you've had to play so many games back-to-back the way you have been. It must be beneficial that it's at home, certainly.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, when you look at our home form, we've drawn two and we've won the rest. So we're confident at home as we are on the road. But I think, obviously, it's always nicer to be at home around busy periods like this, because it means you don't have to do as much travelling. So we just need to make sure that, as I've said, that we prepare in the way that we always do. We won't change our preparation. We'll make sure that we've done everything the same and attack the game as we always do, and try and dictate the tempo and the play and make sure that we impose ourselves on the match.
And obviously, one of the key tasks for yourself as well was to not just get Workington promoted, but to pick the place back up again after relegation. That side of the club, it seems to be in a good place at the moment.
Yeah, I think obviously when you look at the crowd on Boxing Day, it was our highest crowd of the season, just shy of 700. So again, that was something that we spoke about when I first came in, that we want to get the good vibe back about the club, because it's a good club and it's got a lot of good people in and around the town, in and around the club, and we need to make sure that we're all pulling in the same direction. Obviously, we said that our goal was promotion and our goal is to win the championship, and that still doesn't change now. We've sort of got on the right road. We've got ourselves a great opportunity, and as I say, if someone had offered us our position now at the start of the season, at the turn of the year, halfway through the season, then I would have snapped your hands off. But again, we've only got we've got another half of the season to do, and we won't be looking too far ahead. We'll be looking at the next game and making sure that we're ready for that one.
Workington AFC manager Danny Granger there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. That's the view from Workington. Let's hear now from Pontefract Colls, currently sitting in fourth position in the league table, 5 points off top spot with four games in hand. And on Friday night, I caught up with their assistant manager. Here's Craig Rouse. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us, and a happy new year to you. And it was a very happy new year, especially on New Year's Day. A great result against Workington. How was it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we went into the game knowing it would be a really tough game. We had a bit of a tough schedule over Christmas playing Boxing Day, and then I think we were one of only two games in our league that also played on the 28th. So we had a long journey on the 28th up to Dunstan and managed to pick two good results upon the 26th and the 28th, and then obviously, we were welcomed into the new year with probably the hardest game of the season, Workington at home. And yeah, obviously, we managed to grind out a result. Workington are a really good side and put a lot of pressure on us in the last 30 minutes of the game. But yeah, we managed to get there and managed to get over the line and get the 3 points.
So you've ended 2019 nine games unbeaten currently, and eight wins in those nine games as well. The only draw coming against Marine, incidentally. I mean, it's been a pretty impressive string of results, to say the least. You and Craig must be delighted with it.
Yeah, we're really happy where the lads are at the minute. I think when you look at where we are until the Workington game on New Year's Day, we were 88 days without a home league game. So I think at the minute the league stands at 10 away games and 5 home games. So really, we think we're in a little bit of a false picture. We have a strong home record, and that's something we want to continue with. But we've managed to go away and keep picking results up on the road and put ourselves in a really good position. But yeah, the 9 games unbeaten, hopefully we can continue that. The lads are playing really well at the moment. We've got a fully fit squad, and we look to keep the momentum going.
And obviously, there's the old cliche, and I'm fed up of asking the same questions. I've been doing this show now 7 years, but you just have to get used to it. Games in hand or points on the board, which would you prefer at this stage of the season?
Obviously, points on the board. I think everybody's the same, aren't they? Your games in hand are only any good if you go and win them, and obviously, the more games in hand you have, you tend to get a schedule that's backed up. I think we've played 15 league games now, which obviously we've still got 20-odd to go in what, 16 weeks. So, yeah, obviously it's going to be a schedule where it's going to be busy, but hopefully we can pick up a bit of momentum, and a lot of them games will be home games. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting stuck into some games, and hopefully we can turn them games in hand to points on the board.
And that would make the end of the season very, very interesting for impartial observers, because obviously you're 5 points off top spot with 4 games in hand. So, you know, a lot of talk has been about Workington and Marine and Ramsbottom, who've been in third all the way through this season, it feels like. So you're up for this challenge of getting yourselves in and around the top of the table as we head into 2020?
I think, a lot of the talk has been about them 3 teams, and rightly so, because they've been the teams that's at the top end of the league, and without points on the board, you're not in any sort of position to mount any challenge. We'd like to think we can stick a run together. We'd like to think the games in hand will turn into points, and we can put ourselves in a position. But like I said, I think there might be 6 or 7 teams in there that will fancy that they can stick a run together and put a position to mount a promotion challenge. I think if you look at the league table now, it seems to be around about 8 teams sort of breaking away when you look at the games in hand that they have on the teams from 8th to below. So, yeah, we'd like to think we're one of them 8 teams who can be in that mix. And if that means we can get in and around Workington, Marine and Ramsbottom, then great, we'll look to mount a challenge.
And you were talking about the importance of the home form as we go into the new year. Obviously, you'll be at home next week against Mass United, but before that, you've got a really big game, haven't you, on the road, just up the road, incidentally, against Tadcaster Albion, currently 1 point behind you, 1 position behind you. This is huge, isn't it, at this stage of the season?
Yeah, I think obviously the games don't get any easier. We went up to Dunstan, we knew that they're sort of if you look at the games in hand that they have on sides, they're in a false position as well, so we knew that would be tough. We went up there, it didn't get any easier with like I said, probably the toughest game of the season, Workington, who were a really good side. So, yeah, Tadcaster and Mask in the next 2. The games don't seem to get any easier. But I think in this division, we looked at, obviously, we're in the Eastern Division last season, and obviously the switch-up meant we went into the Northwest. I think it's a tougher division, to be honest. And we look at the sides that are in it, I don't think there's any easy games. We went away to Widnes. We were 2-0 down and had to grind results out. I think on any day, any side can beat any other side. And obviously you have to have your wits about you every week. And if you do that, you'll obviously give yourself a chance.
Pontefract Coles assistant manager Craig Rouse there speaking to us here on the NPL Step 4 show. So Pontefract currently sitting 4th in the league table. 1 point behind Pontefract, finishing off the playoff positions, we've got Tadcaster Albion currently sitting on 34 points. That's 6 points off top spot. And Tadcaster themselves have 2 games in hand. So awfully, awfully tight up at the top of the Northwest Division. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with Tadcaster Albion manager. Here's Paul Quinn.
Well, happy New Year to you, Paul, and welcome to the show. And it's been a cracky start to life as manager of Tadcaster Albion. How are you settling in?
Yeah, happy New Year, guys. Enjoying it. It's been a good start for us in terms of results, but we've also done a lot of good work off the field as well with the players. Really enjoying it. Coming in mid-season always provides a different dynamic to starting the season and having a pre-season under your belt. But really enjoyed it. The lads have been superb since we've come in, and it helps when you're sort of picking up some positive results as well. But it's only a start. You know, we're not even halfway through the league campaign yet, so a lot of work to do.
One thing that is noticeable with regards to Tadcaster's form is the defensive record. It's the best in the league. I mean, you must be pleased with that side of things.
Yeah, it gives us a platform, doesn't it, in games if we've got that. And I think clean sheets and defensive records, like with the attacking side of things, you're growing confidence. But, you know, I won't put it down to the back five. I think, obviously, we've got a very experienced goalkeeper in Michael Ingham, and we've got a decent number of players to select from to play in that back line. But also, it starts really at the top. I think Jake Day and the lads who have played at the top of the field have really set the work ethic in terms of the defensive side of things. So, you know, that's been a really pleasing feature. But it's got to continue throughout the season. If it does, you know, we'll give ourselves a good chance of being there or thereabouts.
I was just looking at the other two leagues in the NPL, and it's the second best defensive record in all three divisions. So that's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's a feature of a team that's going to be up there, isn't it? If you can do that. And, you know, we've probably been hypercritical. I think there's a... we probably could have scored a couple more goals over the last few games as well. I think we've missed some opportunities where we perhaps could have made games a little bit more comfortable. So that's something we need to look at. But yeah, if we can keep that consistency defensively, you know, that's going to give us a good chance in games.
And what's your assessment on the club more generally? I mean, Tadcaster Albion, it's been there or thereabouts when it comes to getting out of Step 4 over the years. But this seems like a good spot you're in at the moment.
Yeah, like I said, we'll give ourselves a good platform. But you know, obviously we've got a lot of work to do. It's a club that I've admired from a distance for a long time. You know, I think it's well run. The setup's good in terms of training facilities, etc. So, like I said, the players and the staff have put themselves in a decent position this season. And it's a very tough league. You know, you'll know this, that four side, especially since the restructure, it's a tough division, and every game's, you know, a battle, and every game's tight. So, if you're slightly off it on one of the given days, you know, you can be at risk of losing a game. So we've got to be at it. We've got to be at it again tomorrow. We've got a big game against Pontefract, and then we go to Clifford on Tuesday. But yeah, like I said, we've put ourselves in a decent position.
You've touched upon it there, but I mean, we've been saying since this league was formed over the pre-season, it's a very competitive league. You could make a case for everyone making the playoffs, couldn't you? It's staggering this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think just over the last week or so, there started to be a little bit of a gap open up. If you look at the table now, just a slight gap for the first time. You know, I think you looked at it maybe a couple of weeks ago, and you could probably say, well, anybody probably down to, you know, right down to the lower reaches of the league was still within the shout. And I think it's just getting to that point now where, you know, if any of those top teams have another couple of wins and the ones below just have a couple of defeats, there starts to be a gap opening up. But you can't go anywhere in this league. You know, you look, I mean, we played Pickering on New Year's Day, and you look at their last five results. I think they've only lost once at home in the last five. I think that was against Working. They beat Dunstan, they beat Cone. You know, so even they've been picking up points, and there's nobody that you can sort of ever say, right, this is a game where we have to, or we're expected to get 3 points, because the league just isn't working like that.
Now, let's talk. You've touched upon the games you've got coming up, but you've got a particularly tough week. I know you know this, but the listener needs to know as well just how tough it is. I mean, the match against Pontefract Coles tomorrow is one thing, and then travelling to Clitheroe on Tuesday night is another. You're playing fourth and sixth in the space of a few days or so. But then you've got an away trip to Dunstan next week as well. So, yeah. I mean, how are you juggling things at the moment?
It's a great opportunity from my perspective. It's tough, but I think it's a fantastic opportunity for us to beat two teams that are in and around us. That's the way we're looking at it. The Clitheroe game is a bit of a funny one, because I don't know if you know the context of that, but basically we were due to play them on my first game when I took over. We got there, and at 3:05, the game was postponed due to floodlight failure. So that was on a Saturday. So that's a rearranged game from November, I think. So, but yeah, that it is what it is. You know, we've got it's a mouth-watering game tomorrow for the neutral, definitely. Pontefract are going well. We're on a good run of form. I think it was 1-0 away from home early in the season before I took over. So it'll be an interesting game tomorrow. And then obviously, yeah, go over to Clitheroe. The objective is to try and pick up as many points as possible from those two games. But from my perspective, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to beat two teams in and around us.
Home crowd's going to be very, very important tomorrow as well. I mean, Pontefract Coles in great form themselves at the moment. And I suppose, Paul, what's your message to that home faithful heading into tomorrow's match?
Yeah, I mean, they've been brilliant since I've come in. The support at home in particular has been excellent, and we've travelled well as well. So, you know, as I say, every game really is important for any manager, any player, you know, when you're at home, that the crowd get behind you, you know. But it's a two-way process for me. I think we've got to give them something to shout about as well. You know, and hopefully we can put in a decent performance where they really want to get behind us. But yeah, their support is absolutely invaluable.
Paul Quinn there, manager of Tadcaster Albion, joining us here on the NPL Step 4 show. Tadcaster in fifth. They're on the same number of points, incidentally, as Clitheroe on 34. And then we've got Mask United in seventh. They're 4 points behind Tadcaster, but they've got 2 games in hand over Tadcaster and 4 games in hand
over Clitheroe. It's certainly awfully, awfully tight, and we're only halfway through the season. Lots of twists and turns still to come. But that's it for this month's NPL Step 4 show. We hope you've enjoyed this month's edition. Big Happy New Year, one and all, to all the managers, all the volunteers, all the players, all the fans, and to you too, dear listener. A big Happy New Year, one and all. We'll be back next week with our monthly NPL show, where we'll be reviewing the month that was December in the NPL Premier Division. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League Step 4 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.